Heaven 610 WAGG and Heaven 100.1 FM. It's that time of the week when we check in with the NFL insider who finished the week with an 8-game winning week. He won 8 games and he gained 1 game on me, which puts me back.
That means, hold on a second, that means you only won 7 games this week.
I had an off week and so I lose 1 game and now I'm a total of 3 games.
And let me just add that with you having only 7 wins, that increases my lead over you to 3 games.
Yes, I was about to say that, yes. So you have a 3-game lead, which can be erased this week, folks, because there are a lot of games I think we're going to disagree on. Let's start tonight. You got Baltimore in Miami. Lamar Jackson.
I'm surprised. You didn't start off with Tyloga, whatever his name is for University of Alabama. I'm surprised you didn't do that.
No.
I'm going with the Ravens. I'm going with the Ravens.
I'll take the Ravens as well. I don't think Miami got enough to beat them. Interesting game. You got Buffalo taking on the Jets in the Meadowlands.
Jets are playing good, but Buffalo, they need to pick it up. I'm going with Buffalo in this one.
I think that's a no-brainer. I'd do the same.
It's not a no-brainer. It's not a no-brainer. They are division rivals. So that's something that you have to take into consideration, my brother.
Okay, you got Tampa Bay taking on the least of the East in the Washington football team.
Washington football team is struggling. They'll put up a fight, but Tom will get this win.
Yes, I think coming out that tough NFC South, I go along with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well.
Well, I wouldn't say that division is tough at all. I mean,
speaking of the least of the East, you got Atlanta taking on Dallas at AT&T Stadium, Jerry's World, as y'all call it.
Well, you know what? I could circle this game with my eyes closed, Dallas. We're all talking about the NFC South. That's a terrible division.
I guess I'll go with Dallas as well.
Wait a minute. No, don't do that. Remember, you just said it was the least of the East.
Yeah, I think Atlanta could very well upset them, but.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I go with Dallas this time.
He's a habitual flip-flop.
Here's another. Speaking of the tough NFC South, you got New Orleans Saints in Tennessee taking on the Titans.
Now, I tell you what. Them Titans have surprised a lot of people. They're not going to get me this week. I'm going with them.
I would do the same because New Orleans don't have a steady quarterback right now, so I definitely would go with the Tennessee Titans. You got Detroit in Pittsburgh taking on Big Ben and the boys.
You know, Detroit is due. Steelers got away with one last week. Yeah, I said it. I mean, that call where the refs actually lean into the man and threw the flag. I mean, I don't know how many people are playing for the Steelers with jerseys on or not. So I'm going to go with Pittsburgh because they seem to have 53 men plus some other men in stripes.
Okay. I'll go with Pittsburgh as well. You got Cleveland in New England taking on Alabama's Mac Jones and the Patriots.
Well, that's Bill Belichick. Yeah, you cannot, you can't game plan for him. You know, he's a former Giant coordinator. And he's a Super Bowl champion coach. He knows how to get his men ready. This is a tough game. Cleveland is coming off a big high against Cincinnati. I'm going to go with New England.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. I like Alabama's Mac Jones, but I think Cleveland going to take him this time. So I'm going to take the Browns.
That's four games.
Here's an interesting game. You got Minnesota taking on the Chargers in Los Angeles.
Minnesota, they played really well last week. It's a tough game against the Ravens. But San Diego is finding ways to win in which they used to lose. So I'm going with the Chargers.
I need an upset win, so I'm going to take Minnesota in an upset here. I think that they will come up and beat them out by 1 point.
That's fine. Okay.
Okay, you got Carolina in Arizona taking on the Cardinals.
What a tough loss the Cardinals last time. What a tough loss. But, hey, this is the NFC South they're playing, so I'm going with Arizona.
I would do the same because Carolina don't have a quarterback yet.
I thought it was so tough. You're not picking any of your teams today.
Well, Cam won't be there yet. He won't get there till next week, so he's going to be – I don't think Cam will be there this Sunday.
The only NFC South team you picked this week was Tampa Bay.
Okay, how about this one? You got Philadelphia from the least of the East at Mile High taking on Denver.
Denver is – better than we thought they were. I mean, I've seen some of the games that they've played. This team is believing. So I'm going with the Broncos.
If you miss any part of this broadcast, you can catch it on our website at 610WAGG.com. It is up now, so we got a little problem straightening out there. But I'm going to go with Alabama's Jalen Hurts in an upset. Philadelphia upsetting Denver in Mile High. Yep, I said it.
Well, I guess you don't have to make that car payment this week because you, did that mention again. All right, let's go to the next one.
You got Seattle in Green Bay, and I'm not sure if Aaron going to be there or not, but they're in Milwaukee.
That is true, but they do have Seattle has Russell Wilson back this week. That could be the difference. I'm going with Seattle.
This is a tough one, but I think I'll go with Seattle as well. I think it's a little dissension on that Green Bay team right there, and I'm not sure Aaron's going to be there. But I'll go with Seattle as well. Here's an interesting game. You got Kansas City taking on divisional rival Las Vegas in Vegas.
Well, Aaron Rodgers better wear a mask. That's all I know. So this is a tough game, but I believe this is the start of the Raiders' slide. So I'm going with Kansas City.
This is really a tough one, folks, but I am just not convinced that Kansas City can stop anybody. I'm going to take the Raiders in an upset here.
Unbelievable.
By 1 point, the Raiders going to upset them.
Unbelievable. I just gave you the lock, and you went with the other team. Okay.
Here's a good one. You got the Los Angeles Rams in San Francisco.
The Rams have been disappointing, I will have to say. After getting Matthew Stafford from the Detroit Lions, just hasn't worked out. And this is a battle of California here. I really don't know. This is a toss-up. This is a toss-up game. I believe the Rams are going to win, but I'm going with San Francisco.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. I'm going to take Georgia's Matthew Stafford, and they're going to run over San Francisco. It's going to be a big lopsided game. So I'm going with the Rams and I'm going to take over first place next week, folks. So watch out for that.
I'm going to definitely play this back. When San Francisco wins, I'm going to play that audio. I'm going to go to your website, and I'm going to pull that clip down, and everybody's going to hear it.
All right. It's going to be an interesting one, a very good week. And go Georgia Bulldogs, still number one in the country. And we have to see how that's going to work out because they are rolling over everybody. What they say? If a man cannot breathe, he cannot fight. I like that. Okay, NFL Insider, we'll see you next week.
Well, hold on a second before you go do all of that. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step.
Wait a minute, my brother. We don't need you to tell us nothing like that. We know. Wait a minute, my brother.
I just wanted to let you know. And I also want to say happy Veterans Day to all the veterans and the veteran families out there, wherever you are.
I second that emotion. We salute all the veterans who keep us safe, and we commend them on serving the service they have done to this country. We'll see you next week, NFL Insider. You have a good one.
All right. You have a great week.